You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
As part of the coalition deal between National, ACT and New Zealand First, the government intends to refocus school curriculum on academic achievement, which includes the removal and replacement of the gender, sexuality and relationship-based education guidelines. In 2020, former New Zealand First MP and Minister Tracy Martin initiated RSC, giving our youth a safe space to learn about themselves as well as develop knowledge and skills towards acting in positive and respectful ways with others. Now, current Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters is reversing this policy, primarily because parents oppose the RSE curriculum. Al Rand's Abortion Rights Aotearoa supporters of sex education have released a statement condemning the Luxon government's plans to remove RSE from school curricula, arguing that the government would be ignoring decades of evidence-based research carried out in Aotearoa and overseas. Today, I discuss the removal of RSE with Ella Shepherd, President of Al Rand's Abortion Rights, further. Could you provide some background on Al Rand's and their goals regarding reproduction rights in education?
Certainly. So Al Rand's is New Zealand's oldest standing pro-choice organisation. We were founded in 1970 and advocated for the legalisation of abortion in Aotearoa, and since then have taken a more holistic approach to advocating for access to good reproductive healthcare and education about reproductive decisions.
Why is relationship and sexuality education important?
It's incredibly important because it helps students know what healthy relationships are and, by extension, what unhealthy relationships are. It helps students understand consent and critical thinking. It encompasses a wide range of things, knowing about your body, about reproductive changes, about puberty, about sexual education. It encompasses a whole part of our lives that's important for students to understand at an early age.
Would you be able to provide some context into the new government's plan to remove the relationship and sex education from the school curricula?
Certainly. So the current RSE guidelines were implemented by New Zealand First MP Tracy Martin in 2020, and now they're coming out of the curriculum because of New Zealand First leader and now Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters. It's part of New Zealand First's kind of broader, more populist platform to remove reference to things like LGBTQ relationships and rights in education and a more conservative approach to teaching in schools.
How is the removal of RSE from school curricula, how would that affect our students?
Well, first of all, they'll be missing out on a core part of education, which is understanding about healthy relationships, understanding about sexuality, understanding about consent, learning things about your body, knowing what is normal, what is okay, encouraging students to have critical thinking skills about what they are comfortable with, both in terms of reproductive choices, but also with their sexuality. So that is of big concern, but more broadly, it's quite concerning to see this government take a really reactionary and fundamentalist view that is out of line with evidence-based research. The majority of parents, when they know what RSE is, support it. RSE has been tied with greater understanding of things like consent, reducing sexual violence with young people, and encouraging healthy relationships. So it's concerning to see a government that is not legislating based on that and what's best for our students, but is legislating from a place of blind ideology.
Are there any specific concerns about the potential consequences on access to the information and services related to reproductive health?
Well, it just takes us back in time, and we thought we'd made progress by introducing key concepts such as consent into everyday education. So it's really concerning for us to see the removal of things like that. Schools should be a place where students can go and learn and challenge themselves and ask questions and debate things in positive and respectful ways with each other. So removing a safe forum to learn about these things and explore these ideas is incredibly concerning and means that it will rely on individuals to seek out that education themselves, which, as we know from the past, isn't the best way about it and leads to unhealthy relationships, a lack of understanding about consent, and a lack of understanding about reproduction and bodily autonomy.
What can the audience do to help raise awareness of the consequences of removing RSC from school curricula?
Certainly, well, the typical advice is always write to your local MP and say that this is something that you feel strongly about and you disagree and you think it's important that it remains in our curriculum, and it's evidence-based and it's science-based, and we want students in a curriculum that is evidence-based and science-based that can support young people to kind of lead, you know, reach their full potential and lead fulsome lives where they understand things like consent. So write to your local MP and say that this reaction review doesn't represent your views, and it certainly doesn't represent the views of the majority of New Zealanders. Also, if you've got children or young people, writing to individual school boards to express your concern about that would be another thing. Say that it's important for your children to learn about these things, and that the school board has parental support to continue with these programs.
Finally, I'd just like to ask, is there anything else you'd like to add in regards to this topic?
No, just that it's concerning of a more indicative trend. Obviously, you know, speaking from an abortion rights organisation, we have a government that has ostensibly promised not to restrict abortion access and to kind of legislate and in line with facts and science and broader public opinion and research. And it's concerning to see that this is the start of chipping away at those sorts of freedoms. It's very reminiscent of an American-style Don't Say Gay bill. A large part of it is objection to referencing LGBTQ people in schools. And we see it as the beginning of a slippery slope to erosions of further rights that have been hard won and hard fought, like access to abortion care, like access to contraception, things like that. So it's certainly concerning in and of itself, but it's also concerning about what it means for how this government is going to legislate moving forward. And we're seeing a kind of fundamentalist regression, and I think we need to be on high alert that other rights that we take for granted and other parts of our society that we take for granted might also be under threat with this new government. Also, this is something that has come from young people themselves. The push to have consent education, which is part of RSE in schools, is something that young people have said, we want this, we need this, this is an important part of our lives, and we would like to be taught this and have this as part of our school curriculum. So it's, I think, particularly insulting that that young people are asking for this, and it's the old people that are taking it away. I think it's a sign of how you can expect this new government to legislate more broadly by ignoring vast swaths of the population that are most affected by their decisions, and instead making decisions based on their own ideology rather than the facts and the science that support evidence-based policies.
That was Ella Shepherd, president of ALRAN's Abortion Rights Aotearoa, on the removal of RSE.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.